This is a special motherfucking report from the RNC.
The Ramsey County Sheriff's Department and the SPPD raided the RNC convergence space and detained over 50 people in an attempt to preempt planned protests at the RNC on Monday.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to a special late edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, the show where the action never stops. I am your host, Stimulator, and just when I thought I would have a couple of days to gangsta chill, the same Paul Popo got between me and a cold beer. I was almost tasting that brewski when the call came in that the RNC Welcoming Committee space was being raided. Freedom fighters of all ages were having a good old time watching a movie when 5-0 busted down the doors, guns drawn, and cuffed every single one of them. Our team was on the scene minutes after the raid and was able to capture these reactions from folks recently released.
A bunch of police came running in and told everyone to get down on the ground and lay down on the ground with a variety of weapons in their hands. And so everyone did that, and they told us that they were that they had a warrant to search the building. But they didn't show us a warrant or read us a warrant. And then they proceeded to yell and tell people to put their faces into the ground.
They ended up breaking through the door. All of us were in there. They had us get down on our stomachs as we were watching a movie. We were both terrified. The cops went and started plastic cuffing everybody for our safety and for theirs, supposedly. As he is crying and in hysterics, the group at the group that was upstairs started singing so that he would feel better.
I was sitting there minding my own business, waiting for a meeting to start in a public space, when these sheriff's department people came running in there with guns blazing, screaming, "Get on the floor! Get on the floor! Get on the floor!" You know, it was frightening, absolutely frightening.
Later that evening, a legal observer was asked to read a statement released by the RNC Welcoming Committee.
Assistant Police Chief Bostrom has talked about the St. Paul Standard, and on the anniversary of last year's critical mass police riot, we saw its true face. The Ramsey County Sheriff's Department and the SPPD raided the RNC convergence space and detained over 50 people in an attempt to preempt planned protests at the RNC on Monday. Looking for items found at any Twin Cities house, like jars, paints, and rags, this attempt to portray us as criminals and destroy our credibility has already backfired, as evidenced as the masses of people who have come to support us. We are now accused of simple fire code violations, which is outside of the scope of the Sheriff Department and clearly not justified provocation for a forceful raid with guns being drawn. Children and elderly people were inside the Convergence Center when the police violently busted down the doors. The police claimed that the raid was executed according to protocol. However, the violence inherent in this action may only be a hint of the violence to be expected on Monday and beyond. It is only a hint at the violence perpetrated daily by the police. The Convergence Center is simply a gathering place and is not used for illegal actions. It is a place for workshops and trainings. Tonight, we were watching films and sharing food. This action will not deter us from our plans to protest the RNC on September 1st. We want to invite all people who oppose this police oppression to join us on September 1st. See you in the streets.